Hello, my name is Ellie Crystal from crystallings.com. I want to welcome you on a special spiritual journey. We all feel a quest, a mission, something spiritual that we need to find. The journey, the Tao, the path begins at the time of creation. What is creation but a blast of sound, light, and energy of color mixed together in one harmonious moment? Imagine, if you will, a sphere of white light. Suddenly, it splits apart and it blasts into 12 spiraling cones. These cones spiral around each other and the central hub, the central core of creation. They form a matrix, a grid. From this core, endless soul sparks begin to emerge. They move into the grid, for it is then they are on their journey, their path, the Tao. It is the way they are going to experience in the physical and in other levels, and then at some point come into conscious awareness that they have to find their way home, that source of light, the initial tone, the initial thought, for all is nothing more than thought and consciousness. When we begin a journey, we are like the innocent child, the pupil, coming through the eye to observe, to learn, to experience. Some of the experience is positive and some of it is negative. Some of it touches our heart, our soul. Some brings love, unconditional love. Some brings pain. For the journey in the physical involves all of the senses, all of the emotions. The journey in physical time is about the alchemy of consciousness and how we move as the initial soul spark through all of the grids to experience all and everything. And then along the way, the Tao, the way, we find our way back home. Linear time is not much more than an illusion. And as you come into greater awareness, you begin to understand that. Along the way, we realize the only way to get home is to create balance in our lives, to become one with the original thought consciousness, to be one with the aspect of our soul in the yin and the yang that splits when we come down into a physical body. Imagine, if you will, your soul as this little spark of light. Perhaps you've seen it in the periphery of your vision. That is a soul spark. That is what consciousness is. Imagine that soul spark splitting in half, the yin and the yang, the twin flame. Half comes into the physical, below, and half remains above, always seeking reunion, always seeking balance, always seeking to find the twin soul aspect, the partner, the one, that soul that will make you feel whole and complete. For that is part of the path and the way, the feeling of oneness and completion, above and below. As you go along your journey, the soul has many realities, many things it does, in all different levels. Some of them are physical, some of them are in your dream time, some of them are in your astral travels, some you consider past lives, but in truth they're not past lives because all is happening in the now. Imagine yourself, if you will, on a journey, on a path, back in the time of the ancients, perhaps in the time of Lao Tzu, perhaps in the time of other gods and goddesses. You experience many, many things in your journey. You remember your soul. They touch your soul from time to time, even right now. In the 21st century, consciousness in the age of spirituality and the age of technology are merging. Consciousness moving into higher frequency is what the journey has become. The journey takes us now into what we call the healing grid. What is the healing grid? The souls, by their nature, when they come into a physical body, they have an aura or electromagnetic energy. Electromagnetic energy makes them bipolar, meaning within each person's soul, there are functional and dysfunctional aspects. Sometimes the pain of physical reality sends people on the quest, on the journey, to find out, who am I? What am I about? Where is this going to take me? Sometimes it's a synchronicity, an epiphany, a dream, someone you meet who says the right thing at the right time, and suddenly something within you says, this is the Tao, this is the way. And so your journey begins. And when it does, you look at yourself and you say, what is right in my life and what is wrong? What can I change? Who am I? Sometimes there are emotional problems, learning challenges, substance abuse challenges, things about ourselves we really don't like, rage disorder, the way we treat others, the way they treat us. Why do they treat us so poorly? This all goes to self-esteem and personality disorders. With my clients and my readers at Crystallinks, I always recommend to those who do not feel in balance, do not feel their life is working, do not feel they're creating the synchronicities and patterns in their life they wish to live by, I always recommend a psychological evaluation. This is not to say that you should take medication, but for yourself, for those around you who may be abused by you, or those who you allow to abuse you, for your challenges, find out who you are and what are your limitations. Most of the limitations are genetically encoded. You look at your DNA, you look at your parents, you look at your grandparents, no need to go further back than that. You look to see who had the emotional problems that are causing me to be dysfunctional at this time so that I cannot go on my path, on my truths. Very often meditation, alternative healing methods, healing modalities allow a person to move into higher consciousness. But when the physical is challenged, when the chemistry in the brain does not allow the person to live their truth, to live in balance, to balance the yin and the yang and the bipolar nature of their reality, nothing seems to work right in a person's life. The journey into awareness, once a person discovers, these are my learning challenges, these are my learning disabilities, my learning challenges. This is what reality is teaching us now so we can better understand. This is not something that is meant to hurt me. This is something that is meant to enlighten me on my journey. For now I am finding out who I am and how I came to be the way I am in this physical body, in this physical lifetime. Is it genetic encoded? Is it patterns? Is it environment? Is there something more that I need to explore? You cannot find your true spiritual path unless you truly know who you are. From this first step in awareness, one goes on the journey of healing. Through healing, one can move into higher consciousness. Within the healing journey, there are so many paths and branches in the tree of life. different paths along the way. Some go through water, which is the higher consciousness. Some go through land. Sometimes we meditate, we plant our feet in the earth, in the ground, and we just feel the whole nature around us, surrounding us, moving through us. We call this healing and energy work. It involves meditation. It involves not only helping ourselves, but along this journey, we suddenly realize part of our own healing journey as we begin to heal is to heal others. And the quest, the path to heal them, helps us heal in our own way. Consciousness is the answer, moving into higher frequency consciousness, because reality as we know it is a virtual consciousness hologram. But you cannot understand that, you cannot conceive of that until you really heal and go into balance. Living peacefully, it may involve shedding old friends, moving away from family members who are destructive. Anything that is destructive, anything that upsets you, if it is possible to let it go, that becomes part of the journey. And now you move forward. You understand your challenges, emotional and intellectual. You're healing yourself, you're working on yourself, your thoughts are clear, and with that comes the secret of creating positive synchronicity, being able to manifest that which you need in your life. When you are out of focus, when you are out of balance, when the brain chemistry in your mind is not at a balanced level, you will create dramas. And these dramas will forever repeat in patterns and patterns and patterns until you get the help that is needed. Suddenly one day you wake up and you say, I have let go. I've let go of negative feelings to those who hurt me in childhood. I've let go of those who have hurt me in my adulthood. I've let them go because I can look at these people and I can understand where their anger came from, what their emotional issues are, why they were abusive, why they did to me what they did to me, why they provoked anger in me. And with that, I release. And as I release, I discover something very interesting. I am now becoming very psychic. I can see things I never saw before. I can understand more about the archetypes of the sacred design of reality. There's so much out there. It's not just limited to my physical environment. There's a physical world, and there are many other realms of consciousness that I would like to explore. Perhaps you will be on your journey alone, or perhaps you may choose to take your path, the path of the Tao, visit other power places, other points of interest on the physical planet. And when you're on these journeys, you pause, you meditate, you feel the energies. You can do this alone, you can do this with others, you can meet teachers when you get there. It's endless, endless. The whole program, consciousness program of our reality, has so many ways for you to find your ultimate truths. And so you move from your psychic abilities and your endless journeys on all levels of experience. You soar higher and higher and higher. And then suddenly one day, you understand the journey of awareness, where it leads, where you came from, who you are, your mission here. Everybody feels a mission. You are not alone in this. And the mission is to return home, the reunion of self. Somewhere up there, see that little soul spark. And that little soul spark is waiting for you to return. You may view the soul spark as your spirit guide, as an angel, whatever feels most comfortable to you. But in truth, it is the other aspect of yourself the yin and the yang, and you will soon reunite, no longer in a physical body, but coming into total consciousness, total awareness, which can only be achieved as you move into light and leave the physical body. Our reality at the end of the day becomes recognized as a holographic expression of consciousness. The indigenous people of the past called it the dream, the illusion, the story, the Torah, and endless other nouns that tell you that this is an experience we are all having. The experience is endless. It goes on and on and on until it finally reaches its zenith, its Z point, its zero point. Now let me take you on a journey through the Tao. Find a position that is comfortable for you. Sit down or lie down. Make yourself comfortable. Remove eyeglasses if you choose. Now relax your body and begin to listen to the music. You hear the music of the Tao. Relax your mind. Feel at peace. Relax your face, your jaw, all of your facial features relaxed. Relax your neck, your shoulders, your arms, your torso. As you go to the bottom of your torso, focus on the root chakra, the Kundalini, the base of the spiral, the base of the energy, that which contains the eight original cells that hold all the keys and all the codes to this journey. And as you relax your legs, your feet, your mind starts to drift. Take a long, slow breath. Breathe in through your nose. Hold the breath as is comfortable. Then exhale slowly through your mouth. Again, breathe in through your nose. Hold the breath and exhale through your mouth. Feel your lungs expand. Feel the stale air move out. You are now going on a journey. Envision, if you will, a winding path before you. You start to walk along the winding path, noting the sun is shining, the grass is green. Smell the grass, smell the flowers. The trees are in full bloom. The path winds like the dragon, like the snake, like the DNA. You begin the winding path slowly upward as if a mountain. Slowly you go, experiencing lightness, your body becoming less and less dense as you move towards the top. And with each step you take, go deeper and deeper. You walk along and you're greeted by someone. Who is this special someone who has come to you today in spirit? You look over. It's Lao Tzu come to you to take you on a special journey. He touches your heart and it flies open with love and caring and connection. Come, he beckons. You look at him. You look at how he's dressed. You feel his energy. You feel his wisdom. You feel his light. Come with me, he says. Come with me to the top so you can experience all and everything. Slowly you walk together. You watch as he tucks his arms into the sleeves of his robe. Before you know, you're wearing your robe just as well. Your appearance has changed. Note your appearance as you are about to pass the river, the little stream that trickles gently down the mountain. On a quick glance, you see who you are, and you feel happy. Begin your journey now. Walk along the Tao, the path. Find the way home with Lao Tzu. Today he will be your teacher. Today he will be the person who shows you the answers you've been looking for. Enjoy your journey. Thank you.